The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Some of you read Laura Ingalls Wilder's Home in the Woods, I think is the name of the book, one of the books in her series about life on the prairie. And in the Washington, D.C. area, we don't often think about being away from everything that is congested and busy all the time. It's hard to imagine life that way. One of my clients, Jim and Lori Smith, have joined us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And the Smiths have hired our group to sell their home, and it is truly a home in the woods that offers a respite of hospitality, warmth, and spiritual nourishment in some way. I don't know how to explain exactly how you get that feeling the way that the house has, but it does seem to be a gift from God, really. So
yes.
The Smiths join me today to talk about their home and what makes it special. And I want to start by discussing how you found the property and why you were attracted to it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us, Eric.
Sure.
We're really, really glad to be here. We found this house after probably 5 or 6 months of searching. And Laurie and I felt that we wanted something a little different, and we looked at many, many homes, probably more than 50. Mm. And then when we finally came to this home, it stood out, it was different, mm-hmm. and it immediately struck us as something that had great potential for hospitality, for family, for that place to relax in the busy metro area that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we first began exploring it, as we walked through the up through the front door, this great big front porch, mm-hmm. and then began to explore the rooms, it became more and more confirmation for mm-hmm. us that this was a very, very wonderful home with lots of potential. We saw it as a not a blank slate, but a well-developed, but with upside.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we began to get excited about it, and so here we are 7 years later.
Yes.
Empty nesters.
Yes.
Downsizing.
Yes.
In the season of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking to get somebody else excited about the home that we still love.
Lori, yes. You feel the same way?
Yeah, very much. Initially, my daughter and I had seen this house online and did a drive-by. And when the drive-by, you got to this long driveway, started to go back through the woods, and we're like, where is this going? And we get to the house, and it's just looked, the first impression was this big hunting lodge, which I thought my husband would really love, and so we said, we're not going to tell him. And we went away, and a couple weeks later, we were out driving and saw all these open house signs, and he was with us at the time, so he follows. He was very curious, and mm-hmm. and as he started going back this driveway, my daughter and I looked at each other like, oh no, he's going to see it. But it actually started to open my eyes that this is a wonderful spot. And mm-hmm. as we got back there, it just changed for me, and it became this oasis. Mm-hmm. And when just walking up onto the front porch and then inside, it was so spacious and inviting, and we just fell in love with it instantly and put a contract in on it that day.
Very nice. Now, 7 years have passed. Mm-hmm. You've taken this home, which, by the way, is in Laytonville, Maryland, and is approximately 15 to 16-minute drive to the metro from
right.
there.
Yeah.
Convenient, and yet so to itself. Tell us about the home, some of the changes that you've made, and what makes it even more special now. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had 7 years, lots and lots of memories. Just even today, Facebook had a reminder of 3 years ago of a group of musicians that had been touring, and seven of them were staying at our home. They were college-age kids, and they got snowed in. So their tour got canceled for several days. So they stayed with us, and we had the most wonderful time. These kids just filled the house, and mm-hmm. Music everywhere, and just fun in the kitchen, but they all had space enough, and many of them have said that was their favorite time ever on tour, mm-hmm. Just in this wonderful place to relax and regroup and just have fun. Those kind of things happened regularly. We have pictures all over the house of different opportunities. A young lady who was writing her second book asked if she could just come, and she stayed for the week and sat on the front porch every morning just looking out at the woods while she wrote. And she thought about, you know, what was going to go into that second book. Those kind of things happened regularly. We had several young people that stayed all summer and did internships in the area, and it just, they just had a place to retreat in the midst of their busy schedules, and just brought us a lot of fun as a family too.
Yeah, and one of the key areas of our home is this wonderful fireplace area in our family room. And when we first got to living in the house, we noticed that there was this great potential for making this fireplace even nicer. And so to your question about what other things have we done to sort of improve upon the house, we made it a stone fireplace, and we added this incredibly efficient wood stove insert. And so we find that it's our favorite place to be in the winter. And then throughout the house, we've upgraded all the bathrooms. So they're just really, really comfortable. In fact, our master bathroom, Laurie just loves it. It's like hard to imagine we could have a better one. And so, and then throughout the bottom level of the house, we've just tried to make it accommodating for large groups. We've done some outside work where we added a really spacious deck and a hot tub. And so, you know, even in this cold season, we can be out there and enjoy the outside living part of our home, even when it's 20 degrees, you know. So it's just been great seeing the house transform over the years. There's still great potential for additional improvements, I should say. We didn't get to everything. I mean, there are lots of really cool ideas that I have that I'd love to pass along to someone who's interested.
Passing on the opportunity of the home is an important part of every seller, is to pass the house to somebody. And sometimes you don't get to meet the people. It's always nice when you do, and it seems as if you're able to pass the baton, they take it, and you just see them take it in a completely different direction than you did. This home offers not only this sort of bed and breakfast, but also potential wedding site.
Right.
You did have a wedding here, right?
We actually had, go ahead, Laurie.
We've had several rehearsal dinners where we've hosted 25 to 50 people sit down dinners with lots of fun afterwards, and those have just been a ball. And then we've hosted the groomsmen or the bridesmaids, and so there's just plenty of room, and they have said it's been some of the funnest weddings they've ever been part of when they could all be together like that.
You know, a home is what you make of it ultimately. It can be just a place to lay your head down, you get up, you leave, and you come back, and you do that over and over. But a home, the difference between a house and a home is the heart of that place. Now, tell us about where the home is. What is the address of this home?
Yeah, the home is located at 21505 Goshen's Edge Court in Laytonsville. It's right off of Brink Road, not far from Damascus High School, and not far from the Shady Grove Air Park. So, as you said earlier, we're not a terribly far drive from the metro station. So we've got this feeling of seclusion, yet we're not very far removed from Milestone Shopping Center. Home Depot is about 10 minutes away. And so all of the resources that you'd want to have with the benefit of this sort of oasis.
Right.
It's like music in the woods. The house is a wonderful place. And I encourage you to take a look at ericstewartgroup.com. It's 21505 Goshen's Edge Court. Is that right?
In Laytonsville, Maryland.
Laytonsville, Maryland. Thank you very much. And you can get all the information, the floor plan, and more there. Jim and Lori, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Eric.
What a pleasure. Thank you.